Veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan who worked near burn pits worry they might be getting sick. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In Afghanistan and Iraq, especially in the early years, soldiers burned their waste in big open-air pits.
Burn pit's just a big hole in the ground. You kind of just, you know, push the dirt up and just have trash there and light it on fire and walk away.
Eric Mullins is an Army veteran. We met up in Campus Martius Park in Detroit, near where he works. He served in Iraq in 2003 and again in 2008. On his first tour, he was assigned to burn barrels of human waste.
We didn't have bathrooms there, and we didn't have electricity. So we had these, they were type of an outhouse, maybe like three stalls to use the bathrooms. So every day, every morning, being a private, being the lowest ranking guy there, had to go out and take the barrels out, fill it with gas, and burn the barrels of human waste.
Mullen says he had to stand there, breathing in the fumes, and stir the waste until it turned into liquid. He says they also burned confidential documents, plastic, and anything you'd normally throw into a trash can.
There were some like aerosol cans that popped after a bit, and then we were like, "Oh crap!" Like, I know it's all nothing was intentional, but it got your heart beating.
The Office of the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction released a report on burn pits this February. It notes that tires, batteries, and plastics were routinely burned in open-air burn pits early on. Its investigation found these items were still being burned, in some cases, even after they were banned from the burn pits. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says chemicals, munitions, paint, and medical waste were also burned in the pits.
Burn pits tend to be one of the major concerns of the post-9/11 generation.
Jackie Mafucci is the research director for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. She says veterans tell them they have concerns about respiratory problems that started after they got back home.
You know, anecdotally, I've spoken to some veterans who used to be extremely active, you know, running half marathons, marathons, those kinds of things, and now have trouble kind of walking up the block to go to the store or go get their mail from the mailbox. And they're very concerned that this is in part a result of their exposures when they were deployed.
She says there has been some research into long-term health effects, but it's still early. A study of soldiers published in the New England Journal of Medicine found a link between prolonged exposure to burn pits and sulfur mine fires and a severe respiratory illness. A few years ago, the VA asked the Institute of Medicine to look into long-term health effects from burn pits. Dr. Paul Simonera directs the post-9/11 era environmental health program with the Veterans Health Administration.
The Institute of Medicine and their finding was strongest in their 2011 report that there could be reduced lung function. So reduced lung function in itself does not mean disease, but it could mean that individuals who deployed had some damage to their lungs.
The VA is also doing its own studies. In 2013, Congress directed the VA to establish an open burn pit registry. Veterans can sign up on the registry and fill out a questionnaire about their health. Simonera says more than 40,000 veterans have signed up so far. Jackie Mafucci with IAVA says this kind of research into health effects takes years. She encourages any veterans who think they were exposed to sign up for the registry.
Because as we saw, particularly as we've seen with Vietnam veterans and Agent Orange, the longer of a gap there is between the research and the outcomes, the harder it is to draw those parallels and to be able to say, I was here, I was exposed, you know, here are my records, I need that care.
She says she hopes the post-9/11 generation of veterans won't have to wait as long for answers. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.